Woche ab zu Kipsamak Base Yves Gimel. Just to recap what happened last week, Makaba came on with a Chiddush Halacha in Sod B'Sod that as long as you have a mat, you're allowed to now be placed in Harbe. When you have a problem of Sod B'Sod, the Yeshla that's required is even a Yeshla mat is fine. That's one Chiddush then, good to remember. Another nekuda the Rama brings down is that the loiva is neman to say that he has yeshloi, and you don't have a problem, even though so we mentioned is an issa, but if he says that it's yeshloi before the hava, he's neman to do so. We brought down two pshatim why. The goyin says because of a sora of loshavik heterim. We had the lavush which says a different pshat, mashmastama neman is al tzayrachod. And then the last thing of the Rama says that even when we allow Sod B'Sod, if you're going to structure a deal where the Sod B'Sod is tilted, it's slanted, that it's Karav L'Skav, Rachok Min HaHefzid, then Chazal didn't allow such a Heta of Sod B'Sod. Even though everything was structured properly, like we explained last week, we could have a Mechir and a Hava, and everything looks good, but if it's slanted, if it's Karav L'Skav, Rachok L'Hefzid, they didn't allow this Heta of Yesh Lai by Sod B'Sod. Okay. Tonight I hope to accomplish, I would like to finish the Sif, the Simen, that is, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. So please go easy on the questions. Next week I would like to start a new topic. All right. Zakta Mechaba, Siv Gimel. Hayla Oisei Min Sha'ar Bishuk Kavua V'Yadua L'Shneim. If there was a Sha'ar Bishuk, which was Kavua V'Yadua L'Shneim, Mutalub Oisei B'Sah. Not only do we have a Het of Sah B'Sah when it's Yeshloi, but we also have a Het of Sah B'Sah when it's a Sha'ar Yadua. Which is similar to what we have by Paiskin. We also find by Paiskin similar concepts. You have either way makes a muti, the Yeshla or Yotzai Shar. So here the Mechaba just throws in another Nakuda. That's be Yadua L'Shneim. They both have to know about the Shar beforehand. They have to know that the Shar was Kavua, and then it's Mutalubais Sa'a B'Sa. Now you have to know what type of Shar we're talking about. Dr. Ramah, Vain Lakamonsim Kufain, hey, Eze Mikri Shar Kavua. What type of shah? So we know in Kufayin Hay, we already did that. Kufayin Hay by Paiskin is a machlekes mechaber ramo. What type of shah you need? Mechaber holds that you need the medium shah. That means it has to be kavua and nimshak, that both parties will be able to get to the market in a comfortable, easy fashion. They'll take their time, whatever it takes to get there, to be able to purchase it. They don't have to go right away. And Ramo is Mekel and holds it even Shar Shal Yoris, which means as long as it's going to be Kavua and Nimshak, today, tomorrow, whatever it is, be that you can go to the market right away and still buy the pays for this Shar, that's also considered Shar Kavua. So Pasha, that's what Ramo means to say here too, that so too for the Het of Sod B'Sod, be you have any Shar that's a Shar Shal Yoris, it's a limited Shar, it's Kavua for a short period of time, that's already enough. Not that it fluctuates every day, but if it's a short period of time, that's already enough. The Mechaba L'Shitas, it would hold that you'd need even more. Maybe that's the Lashon Mechaba, that you need it to be Bishuk Kavua. A Lashon Kviyas means more than just Shar Shal Yoris. All right. Continues the Ramah.
It doesn't mean like gold and silver and stuff,
Always fluctuating is finished. That's not a good enough shah. It has to be something like a shah. So you need a shah shell.
Gold or oil?
That fluctuates. And today, anything on the stock exchange fluctuates every minute. We're talking about something that's going to remain a shah for everything, a table, furniture. He mentioned last time that furniture doesn't fluctuate that often. You get 3 months notice, whatever it is. It doesn't fluctuate every day, right? So that's very nimshak. But you have something which lasts for some time, that's going to be nimshak. This whole heta that you could be borrow, you could lend al shasha b'shuk, haino de haloiva yochol afreilo im mishiyir, so provided that the loiva has the ability to pay back whenever he wants, even right away. Avam hisna shaliyikabu parayin nachasa yekab, if they make up that he can't pay back till a later price, when it's generally higher, then it's going to be asa. Okay, let's leave the last in the Ramah. Let's go back to the Mechaba. What are we talking about? Hayu loisim min shah b'shuk kavua. So the Mechaba says another tonight has to be yidua lishneim. Has to be yidua lishneim. There's a machlokes taz and shach here. If you look at the shach, the end of Sifkot and Tes, the shach says, im lova v'yotza ashar, af agav du lo yoda, even if you didn't know, mekomokom harei lo nasa kanisa ba'vazu v'chayiv l'shalem loy. Let's say a klav yishmei gaya, there was a shah, but they weren't aware of it, And of course, they shouldn't have gone into it until they were first Mavar, but they didn't. They didn't know whatever it was. And now, Baruch Hashem, they happen to have a mazel that they had a Shaar Kavua at the time, so they weren't over the Issa. The Shaar holds that even if it goes up later on, Yechayiv L'Shalom, it means you still have the Heta of Sa B'Sar as Yatza Shaar, because the Maisa was Yatza Shaar. So this whole din of Yidu L'Shneim is only a din L'Chatchila, that you shouldn't go into it thinking that you're being over in Issa. But if you did go into it, even though you weren't aware of the Shabbat, be there was a Shabbat, then it's Mutta. That's the Shita Zashak. If you look at the Taz, the end of Sifkot and Gimel, the Taz says, Elo dechilik yesh b'neim, bimlova v'lo yodem min aheta. He says the following, the behet mitzad yesh loy, if we were talking about like last week's stuff of yesh loy, and they weren't aware that they had it, that's Mutta, kimin sheniknu la'api chachomim. That yesh lo is mamish like a kinyan, it's niklo apir chachomim, the chachomim view it as a chalip and as a kinyan, and therefore it's mota, even if they weren't aware of it. Again, even though the chatchila taz is moed avada, you shouldn't have gone into it unless you were first mavada, it's yesh lo, but b'diavad, if you did it, it's mota. Or however, behet mitzad shasha b'shuk, which is our sif, that's going to be also litin lo achitim em nisyakru, if you weren't aware of it, even though grada there was a shar, it's not going to help. In order to have a het of the shar, you have to know of the shar. What's as far to be mechalek balabatish is if the alumnus of Shaar is that I can go ahead and go to the Shaar and buy it, then I have to know that there's such a Shaar. I have to know that that's what's warranted, that I should go to the Shaar, go to the Shuk and buy it, and you can go to the Shuk and buy it. If we're not aware that the Shaar is kavu, and we're not running to the Shuk, we don't know that Bechal is a Shaar in the Shuk, so then the whole premise of Yeshla, of Yotza Shaar, falls away. So the Bekitza, what we have to remember is it's a Machlokes Taz and Shaar. If the person didn't know, about both a Moed L'Chachila, you have to be a Dulish name the Shaar, but B'dievet, if you didn't know that there was a Shaar, it's a Machlokes Shaar and Taz, if there's a Heter. Okay, that's one Nekun. You do, because L'Chachila. You do Lish name means...
If you didn't know, then you thought you were doing
it. No, it has to be a Dulish name. If you weren't a Dulish name, he's telling you that... You mean because Grada? You're telling me that the Davar Pashut. Yeah, but I hear. You shouldn't be going into it not knowing the head, that you shouldn't be going into it. I hear. All right, but you take if it's Yidulish name, then it's Moto. If you're telling you it's Moto, it has to be Taki Yidulish name. Now, this heta of Luvosa Besor, when there's a Shaar, the Shaar points out in Sifkot and Yuriz, I feel the ain't Moyes Loloiv. It's a Makleikas Rishon, and we pass in Lakulo, Stimus, and Makaba, is that even if the Loiv doesn't have money right now, he has no liquid capital, still it's Mutta to borrow So Besor. Now, normally, on the Shaar. Normally, we learn by Paiskin, the whole Svar of the Shaar is that with the money that you're giving me, now I can go ahead and buy it in the Shuk with that money. But here, if it's Sa B'Sa, you're not giving me any money, so who cares, it's Yat HaShaar, how am I going to get it in the Shuk? But we Paiskin, nevertheless, we Paiskin over here, it's Molaichta and it's Mutta. Either you could say even without money he could borrow it, he could buy it on the shuk on credit, or he can borrow it from other people, so then why do you need Yatza Shaar altogether? So Yatza Shaar makes it more available, more accessible. Sorry? Well, he could sell the saw, yeah, but that's already two steps. You would have to sell the saw, then take the money, and then buy. That's a double step. Okay. Another nekuda that has to really be discussed here is, we just learned last week that when it talks about yeshloi, then it's mut even if you have yeshloi ma'at. And from that ma'at, you can be zekav alav harbe. So now, normally by Paiskin Avadi you need a Shaar, because by Paiskin you can't do that trick. You're only allowed to be Paiskin on the whole amount that you have, on the whole Yeshloi that you have. So if you don't, you're not invoking the Heta Yeshloi, you want to work with Yatza Shaar, you want to work with what you can get in the Shuk. So I need a Yatza Shaar, maybe to have a Mishabar, I need a Yatza Shaar to Balabatish guide, because I have to know how much money you're giving me to know how many paris I can get in the shuk. If you're giving me $100 for 100 paris and in the shuk it's $2 a peri, then it's not going to make it. So I have to know there was Yotza Shaar that can get it for a dollar, and it's Nimshak, so I have ample time to get it. So I know that I can get a dollar of fruit, and we're being kaitzed on 100 fruit, so $100 can buy it. But Vivite over here, we hold that even Yeshli Ma'at works, who cares, who needs a Yotza Shaar? What are you going to tell me? Let's say, for example, I want to be kaitzed with you, just play it out. Here's a saw, but saw, it's an apple is worth $10, let's say. Here's $10 for $10. And now we're going to say it's not Yotza Shaar. Or better yet, I'll make it the extreme. It's Yotza Shaar the wrong way. In the shuk, in order to get an apple, you need $1 million. What's the chilek? As long as you have one penny, theoretically, you can go into the shuk and buy a mashu of the apple, and with that apple, you have ma'at, and from the ma'at, now you can be zekah of alof harbi. What's the significance? Why over here, punkti, you need yotza hashar for, even without yotza hashar? Grabs a makleik, as we train them, a lot of tesis, the other we train them as well, and they hold you don't even need yotza hashar as long as you have it matzik b'shuk, based on this svara, because I feel yesh le'mat. So if the shah is too high, so you buy a little bit. If the shah is even high, you buy even less. But as long as you have yesh le'mat, that should be enough. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin it has to be taka yotza hashar. What exactly the lam this is, just balabatish, you're going to have to say, at least some say, is that until it's yotza hashar, it's not that matzik b'shuk. People hoard their crafts, they hold their warehouse, their inventory till they have yotza hashar. When everything settles, it stabilizes, then they open up and they sell kedeboya. Until then, they're scared to sell, they don't know what's going to be, they don't want to get burned. They might sell a little bit at a time just to keep going, keep open, but be'eka, they wait for the shahr till they unload all their inventory. So you don't have it mamish matzi b'shuk until it's yotza hashar. Alright. Another nekuda is the Taz points out, similarly like we learned by Paiskin, is that even if it's not a shahr in this city, let's say you'll have a shahr in Tom's River nearby, as long as it's yotza hashar nearby and it's readily available and we do travel to Tom's River, we want to buy stuff or whatever it is, that's considered normal, that's enough. You can go bus to the city that's samach like, similar to what we find by Paiskin. Okay, that's mitzad the mechaber. Mitzad the Ramah came on with a major limitation, I would say, to this halacha, and he says that that which you can borrow al shar shabashuk is only if you made up that he can pay whenever he wants, or havastam, or if you look inside the Rosh, it's even more. Even if I made up to pay me later on, but as long as you have the right to pay me now, that's also good. B, you could go ahead to the shuk, buy it right now and pay me up right now, that's fine. But if I make up with you that you can't pay me back till the shasa yaka, till a later date, then it's going to be problematic. Now the Ramah only says that legabi the het of yotza hashar, legabi the het of yeshloi, it's mavur that this is mutter, even though I was kaveh as man that you can't pay me till then. Palavachis, because yeshloi is yeshloi. If you have it, the deal was a good swap, it was a good chalipin. Machenkin, by yotza hashar, with the lam this is, I'm going to go to the market and buy it. Balabatish, if I know I can pay you back now, then I have the ability to go to the market to buy it and give it back to you now. But if I know I can't pay you back for, let's say, 6 months, I'm not going to go to the market to buy now and store it for 6 months. I have to be a nut. So I'm going to wait to 6 months and then buy. By that time, the price might go up, might go down, whatever it is. And the tzadik goes up, we're going to have a problem. It's going to be yoker. So the whole lumdis, the het of yotza hashar, doesn't apply because the svara is that I can go to the market and buy it. L'maisa balabat shikaret, I'm not going to do so, unless I have the ability to pay you now. That's how we pass. Now the lashon Ramah is at shas hayoker, that I made up with you, you can't pay me back till the shas hayoker. If you look in the shach says that's not true. Shas hayoker is lav davka. Why did chap on the lashon shas hayoker? Either lashon as a smack, he says, or to tell you that he just telling you a din, that if I tell you a later time and then it was nisyaker, then it will be asa to be paid back. Obviously, when you do a sa b'sa and it's done even be'issa, if it doesn't go up in price later on at the time of the payment, you have to pay in full, as long as it's not a yoker. The only problem is either there's a nisa on the katsitsa when you didn't cover yourself for these problems, or later on when the taka went up. So here when it says that if you kaveh as man, it's also zakta shak, it means it's also when the taka was in siyaka later on, then it's also to be paid back. Avad, it's also to make that tonight l'katkhila as well, if you can't be paid back earlier. But the rush is moida, that if you kaveh as man to be paid, let's say I tell you, oh, you want to borrow it, you say you need it, you'll pay me back in 30 days. That's not what we're talking about. The fact that you made up with me that you're paying me back in 30 days, that's for your to'alas. It means you have the ability to stall and wait the 30 days. But if you want, you can pay it back now as well. It's for your benefit that I can't man you toich hazman. Mashayin Kane, over here where I make up for my tellers that you can't pay me back toich hazman, that's where we're going to have the problem, because then you don't have the ability to pay me back now, so you're not going to go to the market and buy it. Now, a diak in the Ramah is, and the Akhrenim make this diak, the diak is that this whole problem, this new limitation that the Ramah has, is only by yotza hashar, not by yeshlai. And the mashmois is that by yeshlai is mutter, even if you were masna shalai yekabu peroin ad shas hayoken. Even if you made up, you're not going to be paid back until later on when it goes up in price. If you take that literally, we have a problem. We learned last week that you, even when you have a het of saw b'saw b'yeshla, you can't have it one-sided. You can't have it karav l'skav v'rachak min hefzed. If I make up with you the case of Rivash last week, a way that I'm sort of covering my bases that I can't lose, I can only gain, that's going to be a problem. So here too, if I make up from you with you that I don't have to accept payment till it goes up in price, so then not only did I cover myself from a loss, but I have a definite gain. I'm locked in as definite gain because I don't have to take payment from you till it goes up. So the chayder should be a problem. So I got to think that that's not what the Ramah is saying. I saw a chayder bothered by it. I think the Ramah means something else. I don't think the Ramah says that im hisnu shalekaba proin ad shanis yaken. That's not what the Ramah says. Ramah says im hisnu shalekaba proin ad shas hayyaken. It means generally we know their market, their seasons. We generally know, let's say at the end of the season, we know that fruit products goes up at the time in Nissan time, whatever it is. Purim time. We're talking about paper goods, everyone knows paper goods by Purim, Makhvay's costumes, everything goes up. That's the season. So I give you a costume, let's say Sukkot time, and I tell you to pay back it at Purim time. So then there is a shas, hayek, that generally the price goes up at that time. Lav dafka, you could tell me, even if the price will go up, it still might be less than the costume I gave you at Sukkot time, because maybe in Cheshvan Kislev, Mamish was a drastic, you know, the prices of costumes went through the floor, and now even though it started to climb back at Purim, it's still less than the costume amount, the value that I gave you at the time of Sukkot. It just means it's a shas hayek, it's gven look, that's regilis that normally goes up in price, so it's not locked in. I don't have a deal that I'm covered. I could tackle lose my PNC on this deal as well. So that's why it's muta. But avada l'chayra, if you would make up shalikaba proin achen nisyaker, that's not the Lashon Rama, but if you would make that up, that I have a right not to accept payment till it actually goes up in price, then it's yitachin, and even by yeshla it's going to be a problem, because then you have a slanted deal of karv l'skav v'rakak min hefzed. All right. Now, the Rambam is talking about a case where you must naturally shalikaba proin achas gvisa time. Rikideg and Chuba says, Hu adin, if you make up that you're not going to be makabo proin until it gets to a different place. Let's say we're here in Lakewood, and I make up, I'm not going to accept proin from you until we get to Eretz Yisrael. So you have to pay me back in Eretz Yisrael. So by the fact that we were kaveh, a makam of proin, built into that, is a zman, because we're both not in Eretz Yisrael right now, we're both in Lakewood. So until we get to Eretz Yisrael, you can't pay me back, so there has to be some zman that takes us to travel there. So it's as if we made up a zman that you can't pay me back till that zman, and if that's the case, that would also be also when it's just Yatzah Hashar. I mean, if you're going to want to invoke the het of Yatzah Hashar, just like you can't use it when you make up a time that you can't be paid back earlier, so too if you make up a place that you can't pay back other in that place, that's also going to be a problem. Another Vichtige Nekuda is a Yad Avram. Just to refresh the Ilam's memory, we had a halakha by Paiskin and Kufayin. Hey, we had a halakha. And whenever you rely on the Yotza Hashar, the lumdus is that with the money, you could go ahead and buy it in the Shar, so it's as if it's Yesh Loi to the Loiva, and Mitzad the Malva also, the money that the Malva lent the Loiva, or was Pesach on the Loiva's Paris, he could have taken that money and also gone to the Shar and bought it. So Mamela, my honestly, you're not doing me any taiva. What taiva are you doing for me by paying me back the fruit at a later date when it went up? I could have done that myself. I could have taken the money right now, gone to the shop, bought the pears, and have it appreciated in my warehouse. I didn't need it to sit in your warehouse. But we said over there that the halacha is that things that are required to get this going, that means let's say I had to broker it, I had to pay a broker's fee, or if let's say over time it starts getting ruined and it diminishes over time, so even if you start with 10 pounds over a year, you might lose a pound or lose a half a pound, whatever it is, the shiurim, how much it diminishes, so then you won't be able to get the full amount, because whatever is considered normal in the deal, that even if you would have bought it today in the shiur, when it goes down in time, or diminishes, or whatever it is, that you can't have a heta for, because what the whole heta was, I could go buy it myself. Well, if you try to buy it yourself, you wouldn't have ended up with 10 pounds. You would end up only with 9.5 pounds because it had gotten a little broken or a little lost. So then you would only have a heta, whatever that share normally is, that it diminishes. So the Yad Avram wants to say that just like over there, we find that when you have the heta of Yotzah Shar, you have to take into all the cheshbonis of this heter, that means of others. Oh, I'm not gaining because I could buy myself. But if you are gaining because you would have had to pay the broker's fee, you have to deduct that. So to here by saw b'saw, if you want to use the heter of yatsa hashar, you're going to have to take into this account to consider these type of deductions as well. Consider the broker's fee. Consider the fact that that it gets ruined a little bit. Whatever it is, and that you're going to have to take into account, and you won't have a heter on the full amount. That's the Yad Avram, and he says even though he didn't find it anywhere, but he throws out a bito. Where's the lashon? Vamekel olav araya. Whoever wants to be mekel over here and not go with his tushah, is going to have to bring a raya for catch for me. Means he knows that he's on his own. He's the first one to say, but he doesn't have a chilek. Now the Heindek Abayiskim don't like this. They hold that the stimus haloshin, stimus adin. Over there, we waited till Kufayin Hay to write that halach in Kufsamak Beis. There is no qualification that has to be dafk if you're not gaining on the deal, or you would have had to pay a broker's fee. It sounds like over here that it's mut even if you have these type of zaitika losses. And although the Yad Avram's kasha is a festa kasha, and to make the kasha even stronger, look to Yad Avram, is that over there, here we're dealing with Saba Saw, which is a fest, it's a real hava. And over there, it's a mekach, which is only the Rabbanan. When you give money for fruit, that's the Rabbanan, Chavistah says, money, you only can have hava if you have the same item. Money for an item, or an item for money, or an item for a different item, anything like that, any change, that's considered mekach kamemka. But the same thing is considered hava. So he says, madoch over there, where it's poisoned by derech mekach kamemka, which is only the Rabbanan. We say you have to deduct these expenses, these losses. Koshikin over here, which we're talking about, sa b'sa, which is a emes hava. So if it goes up, you really playing with a would-be ribis, that's only the Rabbana, it's not kos, and we have other reasons why it might only be the Rabbana, but that's when we're dealing with a real Ava, koshikin, you would have to deduct these type of expenses, and you can't invoke that of Yatsa Shar across the board. You would have to deduct these type of expenses. You have to know what the chilek is. So the Achronim say different chilukim. Some say that by Sa'at doesn't look so bad. It's the item I gave you, the item you're getting back. So even though Betzim Chazal don't like it because it might go up, but they said that if Yatsa Shar and you can get it yourself, so it's fine, even though you have to take into account that it's going to diminish later on. We don't see that diminish. We just see the sub. So we see a fear, 10 pounds going one way, 10 pounds going over the way. It doesn't look so bad. Mashenkin over there, where you gave a dollar and you see a different item coming back, which might be more valuable, there might be worse, unless you deduct for expenses. That would be a more real type of a fact that you can go out to the market and buy it yourself and store it yourself. Okay, I would like to suggest just to break it down, I'm not saying 100%, but just to understand what's going on here, is that the heter of Yatsa Hashar, we said over there, the heter of Yatsa Hashar by Poiskin is a heter that takes care of Saida Malva and Saida Loiva. Let me explain what I mean. In every ribis, there's a Loiva who's losing, so there's Neshech, whatever, and then there's the Malva that's gaining, that's Tarvis. So there's Neshech and Tarvis, and both are problems. So to get around that problem, we learned over there, the Ritva says, that's why you need two sugyas, that the Yatsa Hashar works to take care of both problems. It takes care of the Neshek, so to speak, mitzad the Loiva would be losing out. He's not losing out, because the money that you're giving him, he can now buy those payers in the Shuk and store it. So he's not losing out anything, just the fact that it went up in price. So it's the Malva stuff that went up in price. He's not losing out. He could buy it right now and just pay it. And the Malva is not losing out as well, because the Malva himself, had he not lent or been paisik on you, he could have taken that money and gone. The Malva is not gaining because he could have taken that money, bought it himself right away now and stored it himself. So there's no tarvis mitzad the Malva and there's no neshek mitzad the loiva. Now the Gemara who says these dinim that you have to deduct for the haitzayis of the broker's fee or the haitzayis that it gets ruined over time, they have to be the Gemara that's talking about mitzad the Malva. The Malva is gaining, so tomorrow the Malva is not gaining anything, because had I had the money, I could have bought it myself. This chiti bini v'shil, I could have gone by myself, and I could have stored it myself. In fact, well, you could have stored it yourself, it's going to get lost, it's going to diminish over time. So grand economy, you have to deduct for that. But you see in the Gemara happens to be talking about mitzad, the heta of tarvis, how we address tarvis, we get around it by the fact that you could go ahead and buy it. That, if Yitaka would buy it, you have to pay a broker's fee, you would have to diminish over time. You can't tell me, honestly, you're not helping me, you are helping me. Because otherwise I would have this deduction, now I'm not getting the deduction. So that's why we have to deduct, so I shouldn't be gaining anything from you. Yitaka should be a Maya, honestly. Baisar, we explained at the beginning of the Siman, the Lavosh, says that Baisar is unlike those cases. Baisar, the whole problem is only mitzad the neshek shabbat, it's only mitzad the loiva. It's not a problem mitzad the malva. Why? Because the malva actually has the sar right now. The loiva, who doesn't have anything, you want to be paisik, and the sar that you're giving him, he plans to spend, so he has to commit himself to give you another sar at a later date. That's how that's going to go up. We have a problem. If it goes up, Hashem Nesiak, if it goes up, he's paying back more, so there's a neshek shabbat. So to get around that, good, we have a het of Yeshla, you have a het of Yatzai Shar, that he can go ahead right now to the market and he can go buy it, so he's not having any neshek. He could buy it, he could pay you up right now, like we saw in the Rambam, he could pay you up right now, and it's a done deal, mamela, there won't be any neshek. But mitzad the malva, we don't need any new heterim of yeshla or yotzai shah. The malva it's a festa yeshla. The malva has the saw. Had he not lent you this saw, he would still have that saw. He doesn't need any heta of yotzai shah. He doesn't have to go to the market and pay a broker. He has the saw already by him. So in kinim advarim that over here, like the lavosh said, this is only a problem mitzad the neshek, mitzad the loivis perspective, not mitzad the malva. And this Gemara that says that you have to make these deductions, it's only mitzad the malva's problem. It means if you want to address the malva's tarbis, we say that the malva has no tarbis. It's my honestly, he's not gaining anything because he could do it himself. So then you talk after see, taka, could he do it himself? If he has to make these deductions, he taka has to make these deductions. So I'm just saying that it's you talking that all kind shaves at nishdan. That the whole reason why over there those deductions were necessary is to get a heta mitzad tarbas. So that's by poiskin where you need to find a heta mitzad tarbas, so then you need to make those deductions, because the whole heta is, my honestly, you're not helping the malva because he could buy it himself. He can't buy it himself, he has to make those deductions. Majankin over here, that you don't even have to be concerned with the malva. The malva is fine to begin with, because the malva has the sort to begin with. They were never geizer, so to speak, on the tarbis shabbat. They never worried mitzad the malva. Ramesha said in a different share that was the reason why they made this here on the loiva. Mitzad the malva, anyway, he's not gaining anything on the deal. He already has his sar. He doesn't need the loiva to go into this deal. And the whole issa that they made was only mitzad the loiva. Mitzad the loiva, there's a het of yatzai shar. There we weren't concerned about these deductions. The deduction will only problem mitzad maya honestly. Over here, we don't have that problem. Just making a suggestion, because that's all we see. So you're talking that the whole kasha heaps the kmishdan. And then it will come out of Dava Pasha that over here would help, even if it gets ruined over time. You don't have to make any deduction, like the steamer Samachabe that didn't qualify it, like he qualified over there. All right, let's move on. Sif Dalit. Malva Adam Mesarisav. This is an interesting heta. It's not so, I don't know really an application today of it. We'll try to do it a little quicker. But Malva Adam Mesarisav, a person has a right to lend his oris. Pirsh, oris hanoteya uzerea sadach haveroi, v'yeshle chetzio shlish beperis. The deal is, I have an oris, he goes down, and the deal is, he gets a third of the profit. You have these deals in real estate often. I manage a thing, or whatever it is, this is the partnership, I go in and I get a certain amount of profits. So it's all to you, you have an oris. Every season, we used to bring down an oris, and he's entitled to a third of the profits of the tefuah. If there's no tefuah that season, then no one gets anything. But if there is two, he's entitled, whatever it is, a third of the profits, or a half, whatever the deal is. Next, the Shlisha reveal, the Gemara says. Okay. Now, let's say he's short of Zraim, he doesn't have Zraim, and the Malva wants to make a deal with him. The Balabais will lend him the Zraim, give him the Zraim that's necessary to plant, but make up with him, but you got to pay me back. If I'm giving you 100 pounds of seeds, you got to give me back the 100 pounds of seeds at the end of the season from the fruit, from the value of the fruit, and then we'll go the Mechzach Litravia. Then we'll make our cheshbon and how much I'm going to pay you for your tercha. So the halacha is that even though normally saw basa is asa, if it's ain lo yelo yotzei shah, if you have no other heta, it's asa. Here it's muta, you're allowed to malva the mesaris of saw basa lezera. It's muta, and the reason why it's muta, let them continue. Machab now explain. Ben koydim shiar to aris asada. Even before he went, not only when he before he went down to the sada, ben achash shiar. Even after he went down to the sada, means he already started to plow. He started to work on the field, and he didn't yet plant. And we make this deal. And I say, you know what? I'll lend you the zrayim and pay me back. That's fine. And the reason why it's good is because if you look in the Taz, if Katan Vav, he says she ain't kan hava. It's not hava. When we look at it, it's not hava. We can make up any deal in terms of the profit, right? We can make up, you get a half and I get a half, you get a quarter, I get three quarters. We can make up whatever we want. Well, one of the things we're going to make up is the following. We're going to make up that the preferred profit, the first X amount of dollars happens to be the amount that the seeds cost, that goes to me. After that, we're going to divide according to the formula, half, a third, a quarter, whatever we normally do. Sorry?
Not food,
oh, that's an excellent kasha. One second, I'm going to get to it in a second. So we can make up any deal we want. So this is how we're making it up. We're making up that I'm going to get a preferred return. Preferred return, we don't view it as avah, so, but so, I'm a male, it should be fine. Now, the chiddush is...
Like he's paying him now already?
No, it's not paying. You're my worker. When you come down to my field, I can make up any deal I want with you. Let's say the chiv to put a supply of the seeds would be the balabaisis, right? And you're just coming down as an artist. I can make up with you to get a quarter of the crops. I can make up a half. I can make up the first dollar goes to me, and after that you'll get a quarter of the crops. I can make up whatever I want. So it happens to be I'll supply the seeds. That means I'm supplying $100 of value to get these crops up and running. But then I want from you, this is the deal, for your tircha, I'm not going to pay you a full third. I'm going to pay you a third minus the $100. I want to prefer the first 100 goes to me, and then we'll reckon the profits, and then you'll get your third. I can make any deal I want with you. So that's... is, let me just continue Mechab and explain. Zakta Mechab Ahmed Vamamun Bemakusha Nagu Shiit in Ha'aris Azera. If the minig was that the Aris was Mechuv to supply the Zera. Ava Mamakusha Derek Balakant Kalitin Azera, and Krayarid Ha'aris Asada, then it's also, then you can't change the terms. But in the first case, it's talking about when the Aris normally gave the Zera, I have a right to change the terms. What's the Svara? The Svara the Mefarshim says, very simple. You're mechuyev to supply the seeds. Kozman, you don't supply the seeds. In the event you'll never supply the seeds, I have a right to be mesalek you. Means as is, if we'll freeze the matter right now, Kozman, you didn't supply the seeds yet, so you didn't keep your term, your side of the deal yet, I have a right to fire you. That wasn't the deal. I only want you to be my oris and pay you a third of the crop if you supply the seeds. If you don't supply the seeds, I don't want you to be my oris. So I have the ability to be mesalek you whenever I want. Kozman, you don't supply the seeds. So memela, even if you started to work and you didn't supply the seeds yet, I could change the terms on you too. If I could be mesalek you, I could change the terms on you. So we'll say like this. We'll both come to terms and say, look, these are the new terms. The old terms were you're going to supply the seeds and you're going to get a full third. No, scratch it. These are the new terms. The new terms, I supply the seeds and you're going to get only a quarter. Or you're going to get a third minus the cost of the seeds. I could do whatever I want and that's going to be fine. That's b'mokum that the oris normally supplies the seeds. So cause money doesn't supply that, I could be mesalek whenever I want. But if the minig was that the balakanka gave the zera, and we started plowing, you started to be yoreid l'teich hasodo al das kain, that I the balabais, have to supply the seeds, and then we decided to renegotiate willingly, we both renegotiate, you know what, you supply the seeds, and you were willing to be mavata, you're willing to supply the seeds, or I paid you some money, some of the lashon of place comes, I paid you money to accept these new terms, so you're going to supply the seeds. So now we have Yeridus Hasada locked in terms, and then we have day two, we change the deal that you now have to supply the seeds, okay? And then day three, I come along and I say, you know what, but let's go back. I'll supply the seeds, but now let's change the terms. Now I can't do that anymore. Now it's too late. Because as far as, since I can't be mesalek you, and you already yorad for the deal, if I can't be mesalek you, I have no right to change the terms on you either. So then you can't cause achdus, you can't make this part of the terms of the profit. We know the profit is a full third, and the reason why you're only willing to deduct from that is because I lent you the seeds that you're mechuyev to plant. So then we see a real havas abasah. You're mechuyev to supply the seeds, I'm lending you those seeds, and you're paying me back at the end. That's abasah. So without yeshla, yatsa hashayin, you're not going to have a hetah. But vivait, we have the ability to change the terms, then it's going to be mota. And the Taz therefore says that even in the case where it was the derek balakarka to supply the seeds, but if everything was done with proper kinyonim, it was day one, you went down, I was supposed to supply the seeds, the balabais. And then day two, you misguide yourself big kinyon, that you're going to supply the seeds. And if you don't, I could be mesalek you. So then day three, I'm allowed to lend you the seeds and do the shtickle. Because we've had you misguide yourself big kinyon, that you mechuyev to supply the seeds, and if you don't, I could be mesalek you. So just like the ratio of the mechaber, that as long in a nutshell, whenever I have the ability to be metallic you and to change the terms on you, it's mutter. When I don't have that ability, then we see a clear halva, because you need seeds. I'm lending you the seeds, just like someone else would be lending you the seeds. And halva sabaza is also unless you have a different heter of yeshua or yotza ashar.
If the
derech of the earth to bring the seeds, then I could zikha do that shtekel. Then I could do the shikr, I could be misalik, you cause money, you don't. Or, even if it's a derech of the Baal HaBayis, but if the earth was mischayv himself with a proper kinyan, lo mi boi, if we made up before he went down that he's mechuyv to give the seeds, so it's just like the minig that he has to give the seeds. It doesn't make a difference. It means he's mechuyv contractually to give the seeds, and if he doesn't, I'll be misalik him. So I'm allowed to change the terms as well. But I feel if he went down that I'm mechuyv to give him the seeds, I'm the Baal HaBayis. And day two, he was mischayv himself bikinyan to give the seeds. One second. He was mischayv at the beginning of that, and if he doesn't, I could be misalik him. Then it's just like the Malkum Shenaga that Doris gives the seeds. The Mechab is only talking about a case where day one he went down that the Baal HaBayis has to give the seeds. Day two, the Doris was mevat and says, you know what, I'll give the seeds. But there's no eschayvis that if he doesn't give the seeds, you could be misalik him. You don't have that ability anymore. So that means the deal for the Mechza Shlish Revi, whatever we made up, is locked in. So now if I can't be mesalakim, so now I can go, okay, I'll lend you a saw of seeds, or I'll lend you these seeds, and now pay me back at the end. That's real havas of a saw. That's not going to be mota. It's only if I can be magnified into the equation of the payment for his tercha. And Chesky asked before, he wants to know, what happens if there's no profit at the end of the season? If let's say it was a bummer crop, and nothing came out, what's going to happen? Will he be mechuyev to pay? Batim, and more you say this to Kishayla is, is this real or not? Is this really still a havah sabbazah just b'chayi gavna loy gozru? Because we can pretend that this is the new structured payment plan. Or it's taka not a sabbazah, it's not a havah. It's taka is a real full-fledged payment plan. It's we taka renegotiated and we restructured. There could be many nakamita, nafkamina lagabi. Shmita. I wonder, is Shmita going to be a Meshameri? Is this a real Havah or not? There could be an Akamiz, a Gavi, other, if you want to, Avak Ribbises, if you want to give me something extra, if there's a real Havah going on, and you're paying me extra for something, we have Ribbis Bukharis, Avak Ribbis, we could have a lot of problems, the whole Hilkas Ribbis. Menshenke, if you tell me it's part of the structure, there's no problem at all. So the Akhrenim are bothered by what exactly is going on there. The Lashonis are, ain't kind of a eloki, it's like a steam in it, ain't kind of a, that's how it starts off, but they're eloki ilohisna. She shouldn't say ain't kind of a elohisna. No, it's as if he was his, it means it really is a hava. The shaynis are very cryptic, what's going on here. And about Chesky Shaila, really it's machlekes rishaynim. The Chavadat is ma'ariyat, but if you look in the Makar Mayim Chaim, 2-3 lines from the bottom, he's ma'ariyat Chesky's problem. What happens at the end of the season? There are no crops. So now, if you tell me that we restructured today, I get a preferred return. So good, if there's a return, I get the preferred return. I get the first $100 worth of the profits. But if there's no crops at all, there's no products at all, so then I'm going to have to eat it. The Baal HaBayis is going to have to eat it, and the loiv is not achray. Pashtis. But look, the Chavis Das, no, and you have the Ritva and the Shita like that, that says, not like that, that says, Ataka, even if the Oris, that is the loiva, named on personal achrayis, that even if the crops don't produce anything, he's going to pay me basically. So you see, it's a shtekel yehava, he has a personal chayvus, then it's still going to be muta by this case of Sabazon. He doesn't explain 100% why. The Chavetzah says, because I could be masna, I'm doing it as rent, I'm being choyche the karka. There was a concept, you can go down into a karka either out of resis, or you can go down into a karka out of chakivris. You can be choyche, which means you pay a certain amount to be able to work the field and be entitled to profits and entitled to the crops. So I can make up with you, we'll change the deal. It's no longer straight a resis, it's partial chakiris. I'm going to pay you the first $100 for rent, and then I'll be entitled to a third of the profits, the third of the produce. And you have to know, if you take on personal achrayis, that's a bit more of a chiddush, this halacha. And what happens if seeds for seeds? It's all b'sal. And the mishmoris and the machab is taka seeds for seeds. At the end of the season, you're going to take some of the produce and give me back the seeds of that what that produce generated. It sounds like it's all b'sal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here.
Does it matter if the seeds go down in price or up in price?
Right. Once you have a head to sal b'sal, then it's mutter, even if it goes up. It's not a problem.
You still have to give seeds, not cash.
Right, everything is sabbath. We made up that you have to pay me back that saw.
Now, I want to. Would it help?
Sorry?
Can
you turn into Dalvai, what the hell?
So then you have to have a new din of Paiskin. You'll have to know, or the other way around, you're actually selling seeds for a payment later on, so you'll have to go into those shilas. If the payment is a fair payment, and it's not, you know, like all the shilas of Tarsha, as long as you're not overcharging him for the delayed payment, then you'll have that had to. All right. Another diak you can make here in the Mechab is this whole deal, this is what Mashmoy is, what it really is, Alva. The Mechab only says you're allowed to do the sub as saw. He didn't say you're allowed to do the sub as a sayim. I can't lend you $100 worth of seeds and ask for $200 worth of seeds at the end. It's only Mashmoy sub as saw. Now, if you tell me that this is a real structured, restructured deal, what's the problem? I could do sub as a sayim as well. I'll make up with you, no problem. Here's the new deal. You thought you were getting a third. No, I want preferred profit, the first $200 worth of profit. I can make up, why do I want that? Akasha may say, why I want that? Because I supplied the seeds with Machna Shait. I can make up any new deal I want with you. I didn't have to make up the shlish to begin with. I could have made up only review with you. Could have made up anything with you. So if you learn that it's a real deal, then why is the Makaba only allowing Sa B'Sai? Should allow even Sa B'Sayim. Smasher that, no, really there's Ava, but B'Chagav, the Logos of Sa B'Sai. But if you make up Sa B'Sayim, if you can make up real ribbis, I'm giving you a saw and you're going to have to give me back two sasayim and you're achroi to give it to me, that's ribbis deraisa, that is not going to have these type of shteklach, these type of atayim. That would be a mashmoiz, that there's a real hava going on. Just a quick application, I really want to do the next sif, but the only, I guess, a takeoff of this, it's really not this halacha, just a concept, conceptually we see a similar idea. As a lot of times we have with shutfim when they buy real estate together and the mortgage is under one party's name, which has its share of problems because the bank only recognizes, let's say, Reuven Shutif, Shutif named Reuven. So it's as if the bank lent Reuven and then Reuven took the money and invested it in the Shutfis and is asking the Shutfis, that means both of them together, Shimon as well, to pay back that loan to the bank. So it's as if Shimon borrowed half of the halvah from Reuven and now is paying up the mortgage to the bank, which is a Maisa Ribis. So there are had certain cases, depending on the Shita. The Rebbe Chaim has a Terim with Shutfis Hataz, discusses the Barichis. But just a takeoff of this halacha, what we try to do. Hatiska, okay, you have to know if Hatiska is not everything is Hatiska, but you can make Hatiskas on other deals that he has. You can make Hatiska on this deal, you know how the deal is going. What's the Hatiska? Hatiska is a premise that you don't know, so you're asking for a Shvuah. So a way what we do in the Paiskim discusses, it has its limitations as well, but basically what we do is we make this preferred return. The mashkia, the one who's taking out the loan from the bank, is not an equal shutif with the other guy. We call him the mashkia, the investor. It's as if who cares where he got the money? He got it from a bank alone. Let's say he had his own money. He invested all the money, or 80% of it, whatever. He invested a lot of the money into the deal. Our pihaloka, technically, Balabatish, if he invested 80% of the money, he's entitled to 80% of the profits, 80% of the losses as well, but he's entitled to the lion's share of the deal, and he's going to restructure the deal with his partner, and he'll tell his partner, you know what, here's the new deal. Instead of me getting 80%, I'm asking you, and you only getting 20%, I'm asking to share, and you get 50% of the revachim, provided that I get the first $1,000 that I need to cover my halva. My question is why I need it. But I want that first halva, the first $1,000 that I need to pay up my ribbis, that's a preferred return, and the rest will go 50-50. Instead of me getting 80-20, you give me $1,000, you throw me a bone, and then the rest will be 50-50. And it's a fair deal. It has its limitation. And the $1,000 will not be part of the 50-50. So like this, he could always use that amount. I mean, he has to know what the amount is to pay up his mortgage, and that will be the preferred return to pay it up. Again, it has its limitations. The other guy can't be achroi for it, can have a liability, as well buy up a halva. But I'm saying this type of concept that you structure a preferred return, there are such eights by shutfis. Okay, if there's no avocha, then the malva has to eat it, yeah. And the shutfis is going to get burned. You're right. That's one of the limitations, yes.
I have to get $1,000 a month anyway because I invested everything, so
If there's no avocha, where is he getting it from?
So
if the other guy's in the shell out of her pocket, that makes him personally liable. It has to be without any personal achrayis. So it has to be only from the shutta. The shutta has to be generating that profit. All right, let's copyright one more fifth. I would like to finish the simon. Hilva lois asayim chitim. A person lent two saw of chitim, v'osa lois shtar aleim, and he wrote up a shtar. And all the shtar says is that I'm mechuyif to pay you back these two saw of chitim. Im lo yivare hamal v'shayotza hasham b'shat halva. If you can't prove any heta, you can't prove the heta of Yat HaShar, or you can't prove any heta, and the chitim, the sasayim of chitim went up in price, and now he's burning the sasayim back, and the lady is saying, you know, I would love to pay you back, but I never chakin, because it's a riba is involved, and if I would only have, like to pay you the amount it was worth then, which is less, so it's a machlek, it's malva and loiva, and the malva would love to take it, and the loiva, and the malva believes he has a heter, just he can't prove it. The halacha is yishava haloiva, the loiva has a right to swear, shlo yotza hashar, v'shlo hoyo lo yiklum ma'ese amin, and then v'lo yifra el adomim, he only has to pay back, shlo yishavim b'shasava, only talk the amount that it was there, because l'shita say of the loiva, it was done b'esa, and if it was done b'esa, he can't pay back the fact that it went up in price, he only pays back the base amount, how much it was worth when he borrowed it.
Shlo yotza hashar, but then mislupik, then he's done.
Yeah. He has to make a if there's a bari against a bari, so you mechayev a shvua. So
it should be that he didn't know there was a
shvua. Very good. Okay, that this is by the way, Grada. Yucheski is pointing out doesn't realize how much he hit the ball on the head, nail on the head. Is that this, from here is where the whole problem starts. It's from this halach, which is the Tshuva of the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, and everyone's bothered by that. It sounds like over here that a B. We could prove it, it's muta, and I have a right to mun more, even though you weren't aware of it. You weren't aware of the yeshla, you weren't aware of yatzah shar. And this started the whole problem, the Beis Yosef starts the problem, that soisa, the Lashon Rama, which we had in Sif Gimel, Yidua Lishneim, and they start making chalukim, so the shach's chalik is, it's only, Yidua Lishneim is only chatchila, and b'diavid it's fine. But the Tazu says that b'diavid it's ma'akiv, even be'er it's makev by yotzai shar. So bishlam in the case of yeshlay, no, that the taz is mut. The yeshlay b'di'evit is mut, even if you didn't know about it. But by yotzai shar b'di'evit it's not mut. So what's going on? The fact that he could prove that it was yotzai shar, but he didn't know about it. So you have to kvetch and you have to say that he means to say that he that if it was yotzai shar, so kala islay, you do la kala vada, you knew about it. We had to know about it. Yotzai shar, we clearly had to know about it. So that is like a given. As long as I could prove it was yotzei shar, then we could take it to the next step. Avanam tining that we what you do. The malva tining was you do lishneinu, and I know that you're just lying now. And if I can prove that it was yotzei shar, then I'd be nemon and I'd be able to be moksin. So basically, you have a bari against a bari, whether there's an issa or not, and the loiva is going to win. He'll have to make a shvua. And Dr. Ramav, ain't a malva yachal loimel, and a malva can't say hekneisi limat mishali ayday acher dolamani b'loy das loiva. The Mava has a simple answer. Forget the Eishloi, forget. I was Mazaka Shalem Yedaita, Yelada Bizakh and Ladam Shalem Bafanav. He doesn't know that he had a Eishloi, but Shalem Bafanav, I took one grain of seed, one kernel of Chitim, and I was Mazak it for him. So now he owns it, and then I lent him the Sasayim of Chitim, and now it's Mutter, because it's Eishloi not. It's Zakh and Ladam Shalem Bafanav, so what's the problem? So the place, if you look in the shak in says, here it's a choyv. If you look in Sivkot Yedalit, because the loiv is a nimrutza. Because he said, shalo yalachit, and they'll loiv bitzel, lamani, they make them loiv ladam balkoch. He didn't want it.
Why is it a choyv?
We're going to discuss. The Taz, by the way, that we're going to discuss. But basically, as Ramah says, you can't pull off this tikka. Good. So here you have a case, it's a bari against a bari, and the halacha is that the loiva wins out, even though the malva has a shtar, that the shtar says clearly, you owe me sasayim. You owe me sasayim. But the loiva has a right to be toyin keneged the shtar. And the kashya, the Beis Yosef is, as we know, a loiva is never nemon to go against the shtar. If you have a shtar, I can't say, oh, it's Peru, I can't say, a shtar with Edom, I can't say, it really meant something else, it was a shtar amono. That's it. Once you're up against the shtar, the malva is going to be nemon. So over here, why is the loiva nemon? Why does the loiva have upper hand with the shvua to swear against the shtar?
Still moed that he borrows
the sign,
just he didn't know that there was a
shah.
There was no
shah,
and he didn't have.
Right. So, but the shah says, so you, but the shah says he owes the
sign. Because he borrows the sign before the price went up, he did borrow the sign. He's not being machish. He borrows the sign. Normally, he's not never going against the shah. He's not going against the shah.
So, I think what you mean to say is the base eisa. Let me just be masvir a little bit. At the base eisa says that normally you're going against the shah. Let's say the shah says the sign, and I say only he took a saw. So you're going against the shtar. But here the shtar says the time. I'm loyda, it says the time. And I'm loyda, I'm willing to pay the time. But it never says in the shtar that I have to pay the sasayim even when it's nisyake. I thought I owe you the sasayim. I owe you the sasayim if everything stays the same. But in the tzad that it goes up in price,
Vivait, it was done the Issa, the Shtar is not going to be Mechayv me. The Shtar never said that it was done the Heta. The Shtar never said it was Yeshloy. The Shtar never said it was Yotza Shar. All the Shtar says that I have to give you back the time. I have to give you back the time if everything stays the same. But the Shtar is not Muchach that it was done the Heta, that I'm Mechayv to pay you back even the Yoiker of the Sasaim. So Mimela, I'm not going against the Shtar. That's what the Beis Yosef says. If you look in the Shachs of Katan Yid Gimel, I would like to read it, because the Shach is much not like the Beis Yosef Ishtiko. The Shach says, Nira Dafkim Yidua, Shehuva Loi Bizman Azol. This whole case that the Malva is, that the Malva loses out, that the Loiv is Neman to make a Shvua, is Dafka if it's Yidua, Shehuva Loi Bizman Azol, or Shenizka Zman Havol Bishtar, and they could trace it and they know it was Man Azol, means we know that there was a definite appreciation going on here. We know there was a potential ribbis problem here. Dasha kimin sheyesh tzad ribbis lefenenu, then v'tzar klavara heta hamotzi mekaver levari. There, where you know there's a definite potential ribbis lefenenu. We know you borrowed it when it was worth $1, and now it's worth $2. So unless you could prove the heta hamotzi mekaver levari, and the loiv is going to be neman. However, avol mamal v'toyin atahu v'isicha, I just lent it to you now, it didn't go up, or shaloniska b'shtar, altogether avol, rak ployni chayv leployni kakves kaksoin l'sham lo lizman ployni v'toyin amal v'faker atah chayv lisoin elu ki kanitim memcho b'kinyin gomlo, I made a kinyin v'nesati l'cho b'adam kifish ein shav an akshav. Even if I did lend it to you a long time ago, but it was never nisyak, it's similar to the first case. Because I taina that it's the same sasayim, and it never went up, and I'm entitled to sasayim. And the kako yigam ken asha b'shasavo, af al gav the oz hilva b'issa, even though then he did a nisa by going through with the deal, not knowing that it was a yeshul and yatsa ashtar, because the shami yisak ashar, still mekom okam, since now it never went up, hashtalav ribis koshokal, hilkoch, Hamalva Neman. Hamalva is Neman. The Malva is, the Shach is limiting this halach of the Mechaba that the Loib is only Neman if we know a definite potential ribs around. We see the appreciation and we want to know with the Dumb Beheta Bisa, there the Loib is Neman. Mashain came, where we don't even see that. The Malva Tain is, there's no Issa. It was worth that. Well, Amal, even when I lent it to you, then Taka the Malva is Neman with the Shtar. Now, this halacha, I believe, is the same halacha later Beis Yosef as well. But I just want to be medayek. The mashmoyt of the shach is that the reason why here the malv is not neman is because tzarech levarer haheta. He has to be mevarer that it was done beheta. Means if he wants to be mighty moment, even when there's an is involved, it's not enough that he has a shtar. He has to also be mevarer the heta. Mashenkin, if there's no Issa b'faneinu, because we don't know that it was worth less than, and the Malva Taina, there is no Issa, then the Malva is never to be mighty with the Shtar. And he has the right, because he's not going against a potential Issa, or what we see b'faneinu as an Issa. Smash it, it's all totally Issa Heta, that's why. The Beis Yosef is not saying that. The Beis Yosef is saying is that the Shtar is not going to help you for the Yoiker, because the Shtar doesn't say Yoiker. The Shtar says to Sasayim, that's all. So that Sasayim is when everything stays the same, but the appreciation, you're not Mechuv Sasayim. Now, I got to believe the Halacha of the Shach is the same Halacha like the Beis Yosef, but for a different reason. Like the Beis Yosef, it will come out, Taka, the same thing, that if we know that the different appreciations that the Shtar is not Mechiach that, so Hamayt Mekavela Varayat, the Leiva would be Neman. But if the Malva Tainas, there's no appreciation, and these are the Sasayim, and Estate in the Shtar, you owe me Sasayim, so unless you could prove that there was an appreciation, you could prove that this is a Tesefis that doesn't, that's not in the Shtar, then the Shtar is Mechayiv. You can't be Neman against the Shtar. The Shtar says you owe me Sasayim. You're not Neman just to say, oh, this is Sasayim which went up. Unless you can prove it, you're going against the Shtar. The Shtar says at any given point, whenever I'm waiting to the Shtar, you owe me the Sasayim. Pashas, the price stayed the same, like the Chavazat even puts in. We don't have to Neman that, even in the Shach, you see that, we don't have to Neman that the price changed. So therefore, the Shtar says, you owe me two. If assuming that the price didn't change, the two says, you owe me today's two. So if you owe me these two sasayim, you're going to have to pay me back the sasayim. Now, the halacha says the same. I just think it's a different vart. If you look in Rikivega says a whole new angle altogether. Rikivega asks the kasha, am I neman litan al shtar shusha ribbis? Why are you neman to go against the shtar and say that it's ribbis? Kilok, there's a new problem. You're being married to the shtar. You're ruining the shtar saying it's a shtar shesh ribbis. It was an is in the shtar. It's a new problem with the shtar. Menira, a major chiddish. Menira is Dr. Kivega, gorgeous cheshun. The shtar there, This shtar that says you owe me sasayim, but doesn't have a dollar amount, eidu bedin shtar literally from lekuchos. It's not a good enough shtar to collect from lekuchos. Kivin shechayv nashal litin leisok, if you should yeh bezman ha-paroin, bein huzal bein hukar, it doesn't say a dollar amount. It just says I owe you a saw, whether it's worth a lot or a little. Havi ein loy kitzva, bein lamata bein lamala, can go up, go down. It's a dovish ein loy kitzva. And we know something which ein loy kitzva ein ugoivim lekuchos. The kibon she ein ugoivim lekuchos, since it's not enough of a shtar to be goivim lekuchos, a kikivega, havi kumoy ksav yad, it's lowered down to the status of just a regular ksav yad, even though there's edim on it. And on a ksav yad, a loiv is nem and loiv meparati, which is in Chayshim Bishbetak Halakha, it's all shayla when, where, and how, but that's how we pass in it, a loiv is nem and separati against the ksav yad. And why? Because enu chayshish le nikoi, he doesn't mind leaving it by the malva because he knows kimen sheinu toyef from mishubadim, because the malva can't collect from mishubadim anyway. So memeli is nemot separati, because normally not nemot separati, because why do you leave the shtar? Shtar could be adi my boy. Why do I have the shtar for if you paid me? You would have taken it back. But this is not going to collect from lekuchos. It's not going to collect from lekuchos. The loiva will leave the shtar by the malva. So memeli the loiva is nemot separati. Oh, the loiva is nemot separati. Mishumachi nemot litan shu ribis b'migo de parati. And now he's nemot to say it's ribis b'migo de parati. It's a goyin shor rekivega type of a cheshmen. Gorgeous cheshmen. Basically is that he says that hey yois, this shtar cannot collect from the kuchos. It doesn't have a din of a shtar. You never say parati. So if you never say parati, you never say it's ribis migud of parati. So it should come out not like the shark. It should come out that even in the case with the malva tainis, I just lent you these two sasayim, or I lent you the sasayim, but it never went up in price. It's my word against your word. So the shach in the Beit Sefer, we said, it's going to come out, you have a shtar, you can't be nemen against the shtar, and you're going to have to pay, and the mava is going to win. The loiva will be nemen, not like the shach. The loiva will be nemen, because since it doesn't have a din shtar, so the loiva has the right to tanya parati, the right to tanya ribis parati, migu de parati. He has the right to tanya went up, and it's ribis migu de parati. He has the right to say anything but migu de parati, as long as it's a good migu. So Melo should come out, the rikivega is against the shach. That's the interessant cheshbon. All right, let's try to chaperain a few more. It's a gewaldic, a lot of you say this here. Another kash, if you look in the Taz of Kohen Zayin is, why over here are you Nemon, which is maybe the similar taina of Rikivega, but yes, why over here is the loiva Nemon to say that it was ribis, and which is means. Read that he's never to say that it was done the issa. We have a cloud, and whenever there's a machloek is between the malva and the loiva, and the loiva says done this, and the malva says not done the issa, the malva is nemen because we have a concept l'shavik hetera to do isura. So over here too, if you have a cloud. If you have a machloikis, was it done by ribis? Was it done by issa or not? The mava should be nemen. It wasn't done by issa. And for the taz, he says no. Over there, it's l'shavik ketera v'achal isura. Right. The bottom line, so you don't have the principle of Loshav Ketera. Therefore, came Yivarer Dafka Kenyan Lizadi. Over here, he says, doesn't pass the concept of Loshav Ketera because it's Motzei Habi Palmim that the guy doesn't have a Yeshloi and he doesn't have a Yotzai Shar, so it's not Yecholta, it doesn't have the ability of having to do it Beheta. So we learned last week, if you recall, we had a remark last time that the loiv is nemah to say yesh loiv, and he's allowed to go into the deal. And why is he nemah? One of the pshatim was like the goyin, because loishav keteira. Why is that the goyin? Because it's so easy. Yachalikek ma'apam matoni can just give him a little bit. So it's so easy to do. So yeah, the principle of loishav keteira. This taz is going head on with that goyin. Goyin holds that these type of dinam asav passes loishav keteira, and the taz holds that it doesn't pass. If you're looking in the Kudusakes, and Kudusakes jumps on the Taz, he says it's Doichig. He doesn't tell you why, but maybe the reason is because of the Goyin. He holds that maybe over here also passed Loshav Ketera. And he says, but it's like Koshimidi, Kamavu, Buchuvis, Arash, Kufesh, Menu, Mekor, Dinzel, like he says later on. The Rosh says that over here you don't have the Sor Loshav Ketera. The only time you have Loshav Ketera is when we know we're doing an Issa. And I could do it behetah, so clearly I would. Why would I be a nash? I should do the dafka, but do it behetah. So I could do it behetah. Lo shavah katera. Mashenkin over here is like the Rosh that when I lend you a saw, I don't know that we are really doing an issa, and I don't. Doesn't say it like that. He says I don't expect to be doing an issa because who says that the saw is going to go up later on? So therefore, we're like Chosh. We don't take care of it. We're not sensitive to it, so we don't bother to take care of the problem and try to be mezakeh you a little bit or whatever it is. So therefore, we don't have the din of lo shaveh keter. The reason why I said even more in the Rosh is because okay, big deal, it doesn't go up. But there's an issue even to go into the deal right now. So that should be some lave. You should be some lave. So how did you go into this deal without taking care of this problem? So I'm saying that maybe the Rosh held that this is not so known, or it's not such a problem. People think it's shava b'shava, so b'shava. So therefore the chosh, therefore they don't bother to take care of it. And the fact that it might go up later on, who says it's going to go up? So therefore they don't bother with it. So they don't have lo shaveh keter. Now if that was what Rekiv Eger meant to ask, if that was the vod al tosh avakater, then you see Rekivega is coming on with yet a third thing. Another chiddush, which we have to discuss very sadistic at the end, is that the Ramah says you can't be mezaket him aidei acher. It is noy ma'ani, and the Shach explained, because it's chavim loy, because he doesn't want to be zaychin it. Frek the taz, frek the goyim, blayv tzorachin, which state the mevush halacha about Prusbul, that it does work. Prusbul is the same choy for him. So a guy owes me money, and it's coming time of Shemitah, and I'm going to be stuck. So the eitz is to make a Prusbul. I only could make a Prusbul if the loy has karka. So what's the eitz? So the eitz is to be mezaka karka ayidei acher for the loy, huh? And then write the Prusbul. Well, now it's everything good. The Prusbul's chal on that piece of land, and now I can collect my choy. Everything's good. Ayit a choy vloy, he doesn't want to be zeich in that karka to be able to have to pay you up after the Shemitah. He'd rather not have the karka and then have to pay you up after the Shemitah. What? Right now he got the loan without it, right? The con was what I have Prusbul, as Nilus Dallas. But when he got the loan, he got the loan. Later on,
he was masking.
But later on, Bishatov, I wasn't masking to take the karka. You only got it later on. But I think what you mean is the Mecham Teran. One second. So, effect the Taz and the Goyin, and what's going on over here? Not only that, the Taz says even more. He says, Kabbal Koyim with me, Prusbul. Over there, the Loib is not doing any Yisr. So you asked before. The Loib is not doing any Yisr, and nevertheless, we say he could be Mezaka Idei Acher. Even though it's a pure choy for him. And over here, where it's a chutz for him, because otherwise, had you not been mezak of him, it would have been an iso. Nevertheless, it's muta, because you mezak. Yet if you'd be mezak, it would be muta. It's also for the loyvi to make a psika when it's ain loyvi loyot sasha. We now go into such a deal. You can't make up to do sabasa. And nevertheless, here the Ramah says it doesn't work. Well, it should be a kosher came from Prusbul, that should work. Over there, where there's no way it's a mezaka works, here with this, it should certainly work. The Kuzza Kesef says, which I think was Moshe saying, if you look, he said, Dafka be Prusbul tiknu kain mishum nilis elis from Nate Beloven, vizelo shaychoka. The whole goof, the whole takana Prusbul was of nilis elis. Part of that was that they allowed you to be mezaka kake de acher because of nilis elis. Otherwise, you won't have ahava. Meshenkin over here, where it doesn't work, it's not. No, that was the takana. The takana was they allow you to do azab prosbon, and they allow you to do prosbon even on a karka which was zeicha idei acher. They could allow you to do prosbon on anything. They could allow you to do prosbon without them.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.